give the reins of the chariot of your life to the Sadguru and rest assured, happily rest. That is what Baba said. We are not able to give the reins. Even if we give the reins, we will be always watching. The reins in the sense steering, for instance. Now in the modern language, we can put it as steering. If you don't believe the driver, you can't sleep in the night if you travel in the night. You will be always watching whether he is steering well, or how he is putting the clutch, and how he is operating the gear, and how he is operating the lights. And in another way, that from the back that we are controlling the driver. Oh, be careful. Oh, go to the right. Go to the left. And it is true that we can't give the reins so easily. Some experiences should be there where that we can easily trust. Because we should know how efficient the driver is. And all these things, the first, the initial stages, we should know. Trust. Give one responsibility to him and see how he acts, how he manages things. Why I tell you again and again this is, I have already established in the other satsang that our basic problem is helplessness, not ignorance. Not that we want to know something that is not actually troubling you. Is it troubling anybody? It is our basic helplessness. That is our experience. So in order to give help, one should have power. And while giving the power, it may accompany with knowledge also. The power to steer even your material circumstances, your environment, everything, your life. Not simply giving discourses, lectures. And here is power. Power coupled with knowledge.
Saying that the real power comes from surrendering to the driver?
You utilize the power of the driver in that way that you enjoy the power.
So can the two, helpless and power, I mean the moment you learn you're helpless, is that a power?
In one way it is true, you are aware of your helplessness at one moment. Not that you are not helpless in other moments. In other moments also you are helpless. But you are aware of it more conspicuously at one moment. And the more that we are aware of our helplessness, we seek power, we seek help more. Because we are so addicted to that state of helplessness that we don't even feel that we are really helpless. That is the problem. The disease has become so chronic that it seems as if it is our natural state of health. And as I have given you another example, that a person who was born and grown up in a city like Bombay, and after 20-25 years that he received an invitation from relatives whose marriage is happening in a distant village. And that was the first time that he left Bombay in his life and went to the village. And he attended the wedding, and then he was just walking in the fields. Beautiful air, fresh air is coming. But he was sensing something odd. Strange odor is coming, it's touching his nostrils. And then he asked one of the passers-by, "What is this strange odor here?" Then the farmer said, "It's fresh air." Baba said, "Give the reins to me. I will take you to the destination." You do not know how to control your own life. So you give to somebody who can control it properly. So that he steers you to your destination, not to his destination. This is what he said. "I will take you to your destination, whatever it is."
It's so difficult, really, to give over the reins.
Yes, that is very difficult, very difficult.
It seems like one wants it and then one doesn't want it.
The thing is that then the more and more you have to realize that you can't control. As long as we think that we can control, then we try our best till we totally give up.
But this is one don't want to give up.
Don't want to give up. Nobody forced you to give up. Nobody gives up because that they want it, because they can't help otherwise. Then there will be no choice.
It seems like one is hopelessly trying anyway, even though one knows one is not very successful.
That is the only difference. People always, in the whole world, millions and millions of people are helplessly trying. I am asking you to try with help. It's the only difference.
Why we don't take
help? Because I've been trying, I've been educated, not to seek help, to be independent, and to help ourselves. What is familiar is the need, but seeking help is unfamiliar. That is the problem.
We're not used to asking.
Yes. Because I've been educated, I've been trained like that. Try to be independent, try to be this, try to be that. You have to have your own choice, you have to be determined. Good resolve should be there. Once you take a decision, you have to stick to it. These kinds of things have been taught from our nursery standards. So what is unfamiliar is just the very principle of seeking help. So that we have to learn, that you have to make yourself familiar.
One of the most difficult things to admit is that one doesn't know.
One's own helplessness. That is very difficult. That is why always the question of choice comes. We choose the Sadhguru, we choose it, we do it. Even there that we want to just retain our individuality. We can help that much that we can choose. We've chosen a path. But what I am trying to tell you is even there experience your helplessness, then you are really chosen.
Is that your own experience?
Yes. I haven't chosen, Baba. I couldn't help choosing otherwise, that's all. I don't remember anything that I had chosen him.
I think so much like this process is finding out more and more, one by one, all the things I can't do.
That I more can't and more that you really realize that you can't do, you are really helpless, then the more and more that you seek help, and the help will come. And then you'll appreciate and relish the help. There are three things: seeking help, getting help, and even the help is given the way that we relish the help. We appreciate it. Many people, that what I have observed is, I don't call it ungrateful, but their incapacity to relish it, to appreciate the help. If you ask for help, honestly, sincerely, come within the heart, ask for help, and let the person who is helping you help you in his own way. Pull me like that, don't push me here. If you ask for help, you know how to help. That is really asking for help. Unconditional help. The one who is helping you, he is helping you with unconditional love. You should let him help you unconditionally, not putting any conditions to him. This is what happens, not only to you, this to many people. That is why in the last asanga also I told you, this dichotomy, this dilemma, this resistance. We need help, but something pulls us to ask. We think that we're crying for help. Okay, you cry for help. When the help is given, take it. That's what I'm saying. The person who is giving his hand, he's not expecting anything from you. Only out of love, unconditional love, he's trying to help. Recognize that. Don't try to ascribe motives to the person, to that helping hand. Why is he helping? If I would be in his position, I won't help. Why is he helping? Something must be there. Wait. First let me know that, then I'll give my hand. So there we are complicating ourselves, and the life passes like this. We don't have much time to play these pranks. Time is passing. So try to be rational. Try to be meaningful. Rise to the occasion. Give the chance to him to fully help you in whatever way he likes, whether you like the way that he is helping you. First give that chance. And if you feel that you are not helped, then ask for some other helping hand. But without fully experiencing it, coming to judgments, always judging, the judging mind, take care of that. Baba said it very beautifully. The moment you step into this Dwarka Maya, your karma has ended. Now it is my responsibility. See how beautiful he said. Stepping into Dwarka Maya means, but he meant by not physically stepping into that. Becoming a child of Baba. And once you have given all the reins to him, then it is his responsibility. You don't have any karma at all from that point. If it are good or bad, his responsibility, he has to suffer if it is something bad.
But you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to be...
Yes, we have to be able to do that. It is not an act. It is a helpless, an emotional reflex. Once we see Baba, Baba, now I don't have anything. Everything I am keeping it in your hands. You lead me. It is all in your hands. I don't know it. That emotional conviction, full conviction. From that point onwards, what all that you do, that is his responsibility.
Is it possible for that to be a conscious act, Guruji, or is it something that happens to one through grace?
There are not two things in fact, it's not opposed. Because first what I said is a helpless reflex. So why have that reflex has come? Maybe because of the grace. It happens from both the sides. It is the act of grace and our response to the grace, both.
Sai Baba did not give philosophic teachings, did he?
Because the point is that nobody expected such a thing from him. The moment they go there, they see the power and they're aware of the helplessness and they sought help and they got it. And by getting the help, they got the message also. So every leela, every instant, every miracle that you see, every experience that you read, it conveys a message. The message which the other saints have taught verbally. And those who have approached the other saints, they expected that. The moment they see him, teach us knowledge. Teach us what is the Brahman, what is the Atma, and these things. So they taught. And nobody felt a death that Sai Baba did not teach. Because they were so fulfilled. There's no need for that. All this teaching is needed in order to get that experience, in order to get rid of our helplessness. And when that is achieved spontaneously, there in his presence, what is the need of another thing?